ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening. This is Brother Mike welcoming you to another one of our first of the month live Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. We're being heard tonight over WWCR Transmitter 3, 4.840 megahertz, and also Transmitter 4, 5.890 megahertz, and WBCQ, 7.490 megahertz. Both of those stations also have internet links where you can listen online, but the best, clearest place to listen online is to go to our website, kingidentity.com, KINGIDENTITY.com. Go over to the radio page, and down at the bottom, you'll see a black box that says Monthly Kingdom Concepts Broadcast, and there's several links for MP3 players, Windows Media, Real Player, etc., and that will give you your clearest if you're listening online. We also have a toll-free number that you can call if you'd wish to participate in tonight's broadcast. That's 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAWS-RACE, 877-924-7722. Over the years, I've seen many who have professed to be racially aware Christians come and go. They sprout up for a while, then they fade back into the establishment, or they water down the racial message in order to appear politically correct. And it's always good to see some people who are longtime Christian patriots who are consistently fighting for racial integrity, such as my guest tonight. And I'd like to welcome to the broadcast Dr. Edward R. Fields, the editor of the Truth at Last newspaper.
Well, thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
You know, when I first came into this message a long time ago, people who taught me the Israel identity message were Roy and Madge Britton, and I met Newman Britton at that time and his brother Rufus, and they were active in the National States Rights Party, and you could hardly tell the difference between a National States Rights rally and a Christian identity meeting. So I know that you were active in the National States Rights Party and editor of the Thunderbolt at that time.
That's right. I was secretary of the party, and I knew the Britton brothers very, very well. In fact, they were the head of the party in California, with Sacramento was their headquarters. And they did a lot of good and reached a lot of people. They were followers of Wesley Swift. They knew him well. And they had an active congregation there in Sacramento. I addressed their church, and they did a lot of good work.
Well, certainly you've done a lot of good work over the years. Like I say, it's good to see somebody who's consistent. There's so many that just fall by the wayside.
Very true.
Go ahead.
Yes, that's very true. We've had so many people come and go. And those who have the real faith are not going to be discouraged and are going to continue this fight to bring the message of Jesus Christ to the masses of our people. That's what we're destined to do.
That's right, and it's certainly you can't teach true Bible without teaching a racial message, and you can't teach true conservative politics without teaching a racial message. You have a lot of these kosher conservatives today that want to try to teach, restore the Constitution and so on, but you can't restore it without having a racial makeup of people who can understand that, and the only people who can understand that's our race.
That's very true. And today, our race and Christianity are under assault, actually worldwide. One of the things I recently found, to my surprise, is Christianity no longer exists in the European countries of Wales or the Czech Republic. There's not a single Christian church, active Christian church, in either one of those two countries. About 2 years ago, my wife and I were in Düsseldorf, Germany, in a beautiful cathedral, historic cathedral, right across the street from our hotel, had been turned into a museum. So Christianity, we're in a fight for survival right now to save Christianity.
That's right, and save our race, because our race, we're losing population and all the other races are multiplying.
That's right.
At a great extent.
Yes.
And it's not just this country, as you mentioned. I got an email just tonight that said that Germany, for the first time since World War II, elected a Jew mayor in major city. I believe it was Frankfurt.
Well, I was surprised in several cities, including Hamburg, to see a city street named after Rosa Luxemburg, Luxemburg Avenue in Hamburg, Germany. And she was a Jewish communist revolutionary who was killed during an attempt to overthrow the government in 1918 and took over part of Berlin for about 4 or 5 days. And she's honored and having streets named after her, even in Western Germany, not just East Germany, but Western Germany. So it's a very dangerous situation because due to the brainwashing of the people. And there are people who are opposing it, but the situation is getting worse. I just recently read that of active churchgoers in America, I don't know if it's true, you may know more about it than I, that only 17% of Americans actively attend church on Sunday. 17%. When I was young, it must have been 80 or 85, and people would look down upon you if you did not attend church. And today, it's the opposite.
Of course, the churches used to all teach against interracial marriage and against homosexuality and things that have been, you know, just common Christian teachings through the centuries. But
that's right.
Now some of the biggest worshipers of these Antichrist Jews are the churches.
Well, look at Reverend John Hagee. Look up his website. The headline is, "We Love Jews," on his website. And he, if you look at it, watch his TV show on the religious channel, he draws large crowds. And he's a multimillionaire. So he finds out that being pro-Israel and pro-Jewish pays off. But he's certainly not preaching the true message of God by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, that's certainly true also of the politicians. Every one of them are trying to out-Jew each other, except for Ron Paul. But, you know, Romney and Santorum, especially Santorum and Gingrich.
Yes. Actually, we do not. I certainly did vote for Ron Paul when we had the primary here in Georgia. He's been averaging 9 or 10% of the poll around the country. And he's not dropping out. Not that he has any expectation of getting any sort of nomination, vice president or anything else, but just to get the message out. He keeps campaigning. He's age 76. It's amazing what he's been able to do. And so my hat's off to him, and I certainly did support him. He's doing a good job and the only one that's reaching the people. And if you watch him on TV, he has large numbers of young people attending his rallies. So I hope something can be built upon this as a foundation for a new movement after this campaign is over.
I hope so, but it's an uphill fight with the Jewish media.
Oh, yes.
And some of the worst are these kosher conservatives over at Fox News.
Yes, that's right. Exactly right. And they do not take into consideration the fact that the Jews are the ones who have been attacking and trying to undermine Christianity nonstop. The American Jewish Congress boasts that they were the ones that had prayer in school outlawed. I can even remember when I was a child here in Georgia, we had Bible reading in school along with prayer. But today, that's against the law. Public nativity scenes have been banned at Christmas time. So it's just been a steady struggle on the far left and the radical Jews, Zionists, to actually outlaw Christianity.
And it's a shame that our race has no racial pride. The other races, they'd vote in block for Obama, black president. Who'd have ever thought years ago that we'd have a black president?
That's right.
And the Mexicans, and, you know, they're
invading us. Especially one, a president with an Islamic name, Barack Hussein Obama. It's actually beyond belief.
And yet a big percentage of our own race has placed them there. If it weren't for the votes of our brainwashed liberal people of our own race, he wouldn't be there.
That is correct. Now, whether that's going to change, but Mitt Romney, I don't see anything positive in regards to Mitt Romney as far as our beliefs are concerned. He's not as radical as Newt Gingrich, who I personally know, by the way, and Santorum. And in fact, I actually do not know where he stands on many of the issues. He's avoided saying. So apparently that's the secret to being elected today. Do not tell the public your true beliefs.
Yeah, and of course he'll go with whoever gives him his finances, which is coming from a Jewish source. But like you say, he's not as radical as Newt Gingrich and Santorum. Newt Gingrich, I believe his former wife was active in some type of Israeli organization.
Well, I don't doubt it, but he continues to campaign as a Southerner, but he's born in Pennsylvania. He lives in Falls Church, Virginia. The only thing he's left here in Georgia are two ex-wives. That's his only connection to Georgia. Yet he carried the state to campaign as a Georgian, and the media let him get away with it. So it's a sad state of affairs.
I guess you being from the South, it helps being racially aware. But I know that you're a chiropractor, and I'd like to hear a little bit about your background and how you did become active and involved in the movement.
Well, that goes way, way back to my Irish parents who, during World War II, were very much opposed to the war to start with. Their father was Father Charles Coughlin, who, with Colonel Lindbergh, worked to try to keep us out of World War II. And they, being Irish, they hated Churchill because his occupation of Ireland, Northern Ireland, and persecution of the people of Ireland. So they were opposed to the war and supporters of conservative candidates, strong supporters of Gene Talmadge and later Herman Talmadge, two segregationist governors in Georgia. And I went along with their ideas and studied the matter. I bought Talmadge's book, You and Segregation, one of the first books I ever read as a teenager. And from there on, I became more involved in politics. In fact, believe it or not, in 1952, Georgia was the first state to allow 18-year-olds to vote. I was a Taft delegate at age 19 at the Republican Party convention here in Atlanta in the DeKalb County Courthouse. And since I was the youngest delegate, the chairman gave me the honor of nominating the head of our delegation going to the Republican National Convention. So many of those things, supporting Senator Taft and the Talmadge family, that's really what got me started in politics.
I know that I'm originally from California, and there were some good conservative movements out there, true conservative, not what they call conservative today.
Yeah.
But I know when I first moved to Arkansas, you would never see interracial couples. You might see a few in California, but you would never see it here. But now it's everywhere, even in the South. And it's
horrible.
Yes,
it is. In Georgia, too. You can't go to the Walmart without seeing at least one interracial couple or a woman pushing a buggy around with a mulatto baby in it. And I mean, this is an everyday affair. Mongrelization has set in America, and it's got to be opposed. We certainly we have literature on that subject. Interracial marriage, right or wrong, is a very popular truth track, which we sell. And of course, the internet and your radio program reaches a lot more people than tracks.
Well, your tracks have always been excellent. I always found your tracks to be well researched and just right to the point, and just excellent handouts. Why don't you give your contact information to the listeners if anybody would like to contact you to get either your tracks or your books or subscription to your paper?
Right. Just write Truth at Last, P.O. Box 1211, Marietta, Georgia, 30061. We'd be very happy to send you a copy of our latest book list, which lists our tracks too. That's Box 1211, Marietta, Georgia, 30061.
All right, and let me give our address at this time. Anybody would like to contact us? P.O. Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. Our internet site is www.kingidentity.com. And if you want to call and leave a message or information, you can call 870-741-1119 tomorrow. But if you would like to contribute to the program tonight, our number is 877-924-7722. That's a toll-free number, 877-924-7722. We do carry a book that you publish, Behind Communism, which has shown the Jewish influence in communism over the years. And I know you sent me a copy recently of The Talmud Unmasked. I know we've discussed it off the air some. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that book?
Well, The Talmud Unmasked is the only book that I know of that covers the Talmud and carefully translates parts of the Talmud from the Hebrew into the Latin and then into English, giving exactly where you can find these statements in the Talmud. Of course, it's all in Hebrew. No one can read Hebrew, and no Christian can. Not many Jews can. But this is written by a very famous Russian Catholic priest who had a degree as a master in Hebrew. And it has the imprimatur, the approval of the Roman Catholic Church of St. Petersburg. It was written shortly before the Russian Revolution. And Father Paratus, who the author of the book, was arrested by the Soviets and executed. So this book, we have kept it in print. Gerald L. K. Smith was the first one to discover it in the Library of Congress and have it translated from the Russian into English, and we continue to sell, and we've reprinted Gerald L. K. Smith's original edition of it. I might also add another very important book is The Jews and Their Lies by Dr. Martin Luther. Even the Lutheran Church refuses to recognize this book, and some Lutheran ministers have condemned it, even though Luther is the founder of the Protestant faith.
Most
famous Protestant minister in world history. And he's being denied mainly because of this book, The Jews and Their Lies, which is available from us, and $5 will be happy to mail you a copy of The Jews and Their Lies by Martin Luther.
And I believe it's that book. It may have been one of Martin Luther's other books where he says that if he were to baptize a Jew, he'd tie a millstone around their neck and throw them in the river Elbe, I believe, one of the German rivers. And
right.
I think that statement alone recognizes that it's not belief, but it's that there's something innate within the Jewish race.
Right.
I always say if you baptize a Jew, all you get is a wet Jew. You don't get a Christian. John 8:44 says, "Ye are of your father the devil." If you look a little bit further up in that chapter, verse 31, you'll see that he was talking to Jews which believed on him. And he told them in John 8:43, "You cannot hear my word." They don't have the capacity to hear his word.
And twice he has used the term, including in regarding Jesus, that he had to hide in fear of the Jews. And fear of the Jews is repeated in the Gospel of St. John. So,
now, over in Matthew 23:31-36, he says, among other things, "Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers," and that word generation there is a genema, race of vipers.
Yeah.
And he comes down, he says that all the righteous blood shed upon earth, from the blood of righteous Abel through the blood of Zacharias, who was slain on the temple steps there, is on their hands. Well, it's a racial message, and you don't change fathers because of belief. You're still racially the same, and that's biblical teaching.
Right. Are you familiar with the book Your Heritage by Bertrand Comparé?
Oh, yes, we publish it. You know, his ministry
was turned over to me.
Okay,
good. Good. We do, too. We have Bertrand Comparé's book on our list. And he was a treasurer, an attorney, and the treasurer of the city of San Diego for quite a few years. And he has a very important point that he brings out that a lot of people do not understand. The tribe of Judah was the largest tribe of peoples who occupied or lived in Palestine at that time. And so the Romans let them more or less govern. They'd always pick out the strongest group in a country and let them govern the country while they were really the rulers behind the scenes. And they had their own soldiers, their own army, more or less, under the Romans. And when Pontius Pilate went along with their demand that Christ be crucified, he gave them to the Jews. Now, Bertrand Comparé, he studies the subject and mentions it in the book that you handle, Your Heritage, that the Jews were given personal custody of Jesus Christ, and the Jewish soldiers, not Roman soldiers, crucified Christ. And I believe Bertrand Comparé is correct on that.
Yeah, that's correct. Dr. Swift also spoke and wrote books on that subject.
I think it's important.
Yeah. And down through history, they've been called the Christ killers. It's only in relatively recent times that these churches started worshiping the Antichrist Jews.
Right. And what is the exact word? Be upon us and our children? The crucifixion
of Christ? Yeah, his blood be upon us and our children.
Yeah.
I know in the edition of, well, I was going to say Your Heritage, but it's actually Protocols. We publish the Protocols, too.
Okay,
and
good.
In the edition we publish of the Protocols, we've added Benjamin Franklin's warning at the Constitutional Convention.
Yes.
So our forefathers, including Washington and others, knew about the Jewish problem.
Yes, they did. In fact, they were actually banned for a time from Charleston and even New York City when this country was first founded. But they, even at that time, they had enough power in Holland, or the Netherlands today, to have those rulings overturned, which allowed Jewish immigration to start. And as you said, Benjamin Franklin wanted Jews banned from entry into America. And at one time or other, they were expelled from just about every country in Europe. As they say,
yeah,
through
right.
no fault of our own. So.
That's right. He mentions in that warning that he gave at the Constitutional Convention that wherever they go, they lower the moral tone of the nation.
Exactly.
And that's an innate nature. That's within their DNA.
Right. Well, every movie studio in Hollywood, all of them, every single one without exception, is controlled by Jews. And the heads of all the studios are Jews. And if you go to any movies and you see the producer and director at the end, the majority of the names are Jewish names. And, of course, Jews often use Gentile names, too. But it's a 100% controlled Jewish industry. And
I believe
more,
you have a tract like that, one of
yes,
your tracts.
Right,
showing,
right. Jewish Stars Over Hollywood. If anyone wants a free copy of it, just write us, and I'd be happy to send you a copy of Jewish Stars Over Hollywood. But the films have gotten worse. But the open use of drugs, sex, and profanity abounds. And older people do not go to the movies. It's younger people. That's who they make their money off of. And a lot of parents, they do not know what their children are seeing when they go to these movies. And
of course they control the television and the rest of the media in the school books with their financial power, just about everything. As a matter of fact, these political PACs are controlled by them, so they greater now than ever choose the political candidates. We have a caller on line two, Joe from Idaho. You're on the air.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
I should have known Mr. Fields is an Irishman for all the good work he does. And
yeah,
Brother Mike,
Irish,
too.
I know, Joe.
Brother Mike is doing good, too. I have a question, and hopefully you can answer it, maybe, Mr. Fields. And if you don't want to answer, that's fine. My question is, with the changes in economic climate in America since 2008 or even previous, and with the current president, has there been more interest or, more interest in your materials and in your newspaper? Hopefully so, but.
Yes, we're hearing from more people, new people. And as I said previously, the large numbers of young people attending Ron Paul rallies is very encouraging to me. We had a rally for him, not all that large, on the Marietta Town Square. I'd say 50% of the people there were people in their 20s and 30s. And they were the most enthusiastic.
Yeah, so that's good, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess when economics, when people start having economic troubles and they look for some answers because they have less discretionary income to waste on hobbies and whatnot. But I just encourage all those listening to support Brother Mike and Mr. Fields. I know both of you have a lot of very good publications that are very reasonably priced, and people wonder, what can I do? And I think the answer is, because I know you guys are talking about the problems, but part of the solution is getting the truth out. And, with your tracks, with your publications, Brother Mike has a lot of publications which are very reasonably priced, and some can be copied, and some are very reasonably priced that you can buy in bulk. And I just, encourage that, people support you, Mr. Fields, as well as Brother Mike. So.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless. God bless. Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Joe. We appreciate your call. And as Dr. Swift used to say, tell it, tell it, tell it. That's the only way people are going to hear. It took somebody to tell me the first time, and I guess you heard from your parents. My parents were conservative, but kind of establishment. I had to hear it from others. That's the only way to spread it.
That's exactly right.
I thank Joe for the call, and I'd invite other people to call and participate in the broadcast. The toll-free number is 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAWS-RACE, 877-924-7722. You've been involved in a lot of different areas over the years as far as promoting this message, both through books and tracts and newspaper. Of course, you've been the editor, and rallies and all. And has there been anything that you found be effective or ineffective, or what have you found is most effective for contacting our people?
Well, for us, we have sold thousands of these tracts, and of course, books too. We have about 45 books on our book list. Many of them are not available from any other source, except you say you carry some of them, but they're very rare. We carry one extremely rare book called The Jewish Domination of the Weimar Republic, 1919 to 1932, which goes into details how the Jews financially took over Germany after World War I. Well, they've taken over this country. the vast majority of all commercial property in New York City and even in Chicago are owned by Jews, a small number of Jews. And my parents were strong supporters of Colonel Robert McCormick, who owned the Chicago Tribune, and which was a very anti-war newspaper in the 1930s, early 1940s. And to believe today that it has been bought out by Jews and is almost beyond belief. And when you come right down to it, out-and-out ownership of newspapers by Jews are all of our largest papers, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, the New York Times, Los Angeles Times, and today now the Chicago Tribune, St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and the Newhouse family owns every daily paper in the state of Alabama. They own the Times-Picayune in New Orleans, and we could go on and on.
Yeah, well, you might also add Ford Motor Company. Henry Ford knew the truth, and here they control his Ford Motor Company today.
Oh, and the Ford Foundation is practically a communist foundation. He'd turn over in his grave if he knew what happened to the multi-millions he put into the Ford Foundation. They give money to this Hispanic revolutionary group, La Raza. They get thousands of dollars from the Ford Foundation and other similar groups. These tax-exempt foundations are one of the greatest threats to freedom that we have in America today.
That's right.
They have a lot to do with brainwashing our youth.
We have a caller on line four, Tom from Pennsylvania. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. I have a initially, when you were introducing Mr. Fields, you talked to said that he had something to do with the National States Rights Party. And I was wondering if you could give a few comments in regard to that. And is that still operative today? Is it? It seems to me that if we could bring back the power from these Satanists in Washington, D.C., back to the states, you know, we got a fighting chance here. But as long as we got this big satanic Jew-controlled government in Washington, you know, it's like, you know, what kind of a chance do we have? So I was thinking, I thought of this over the last 20 years, whatever hope we have is bringing the power back to the state. And I was wondering if you gentlemen could address that a little bit. And if you do, do you have any people in Pennsylvania that are active in that?
Well, of course, I'm involved in a publication and a book, the publishing of books, tracts, etc. I'm not involved in educational work, organizational work anymore. At age 79, that's a little bit too much. I do attend conventions of the Council of Conservative Citizens and speak at such meetings. But today, the third-party movement is not practical because of the difficulty in getting on the ballot. We need to run our own candidates in the primaries of the Republican Party. I mean, let's face it, the Democratic Party, the Communist Party of the U.S., supports Obama. They've endorsed him already. They did last time also. It is the extreme left-wing party. We still have a gun of good conservatives in the Republican Party, and we've got to run candidates for public office and primaries sponsored by the Republican Party. That's the only way I see it. Getting a third party on the ballot, of which we worked for, and we did, 2 years ago. Then we backed George Wallace's American Independent Party. He was on the ballot in many states, and even just about carried Wisconsin. I believe he carried Maryland and other states up north when he ran for president. So that's what we've got to do today. A third party today, we could not get the candidates on the ballot, because the Democrats and Republicans have made it's so restrictive where you have to have thousands and thousands of names on petitions that it's nearly impossible to get on the ballot. So we've got to go the route of the Republican primaries to make progress in that line.
And in order to get votes, we first have to change the hearts of the people.
Yes.
Through tracts and broadcasts like this and other means. A lot of it's just plain old one-to-one witnessing to your neighbor.
Yeah.
It's a slow method, but I find it's usually just a tithe of the people that have any understanding. Dr. Fields earlier said that it was 10% was roughly what Ron Paul was getting in the political arena, but it's roughly 10% in Christianity, too, that have any eyes to see or ears to hear. And each level you go up and have a greater understanding, it seems to be a 10% or a tithe of a tithe of a tithe.
And I'm encouraged by Rand Paul. Rand Paul, his son, Ron Paul's son, Rand Paul, has more or less followed in his father's footsteps. And the enemy, the left wing, spent millions of dollars to try to defeat him in that senator's race in Kentucky, and he won by a landslide. Against the media, against everything. Now, there are more white Christians in the state of Kentucky than just about any other state. I think there's something like 30 counties in the state where not a single non-white person lives. So the same's true in West Virginia. But anyway, Rand Paul is doing a good job. And as far as I don't know all the things he stands for, but he's certainly opposed by the left wing. So that's the type of people we need to elect to office.
Now, we have contacts in all states, including Pennsylvania. We have some regular listeners and people who send for our material from Pennsylvania, but we don't disclose names of our contacts. But if you would like to write us and give your name, we can share it with others from Pennsylvania that...
Right.
You gave us permission.
Could I ask you another question in regard to the states seceding from the Union? I know this, you know, I've heard that talked about, heard them talking in Texas that Texas wants to secede. Even
in their yes. Texas is written in their constitution that they can, they have the right to secede from the Union if they wish.
How about the rest of us?
I think that's the only state. That's the only state that I know of which legally, supposedly, has the right to secede from the Union.
Now, the problem is that our race is being disenfranchised in a lot of states and to a large extent in Texas because of the Mexicans. I know that my kin out in California, every time they vote, they lose because all the Mexicans outvote them. And Texas is to much to the same extent. We've got to, well, not only control illegal immigration, but we got to control legal immigration.
Right.
Legal immigration used to be primarily of our own race.
Right.
Now, I understand that it's less than 13% is white immigration legally. We're not even talking about the illegal
yes.
Mexicans.
Yes. And that's around...
Hey, why aren't the white people reproducing? Why you have all these other races that are reproducing? Our people aren't reproducing. What's the story on that?
I would like to know the answer to that question myself. There's more and more. Well, I can tell you one thing. More and more couples are living together without the sanctity of marriage. That gives the female less protection, and they're afraid to have children. Because their partner can just walk out the front door anytime they feel like it. So doing away, actually undermining and practically abolishing the ceremony of marriage is discouraging people from having children.
Well, also taking the woman out of her traditional role as a housewife, a homekeeper,
yeah.
and putting her in the workplace and saying that that's more important than having children.
When I was a child,
it seems like our white. Is it true that our white women though are using a lot of this birth control stuff, which not only is I find it morally wrong, but also I was told that this is triggering a lot of breast cancers and cancers in women. But they've got the women with this concept, these feminist mentality of using this these contraceptions and these contraceptive pills, which are actually highly toxic to them. Is that right, Doctor?
I've heard the same thing. And we've gotten into an era now where people are on all kinds of medication. I read someplace that 20% of women in America are on antidepressant medications, which has led to suicides and all kinds of side effects. They want everybody in America drugged up on one of these items, with antidepressants being the main one today.
I think it's part of the dumbing down process.
Antidepressive drugs.
They're manipulating our food, too, with GMOs and all kinds of legal drugs, let alone the illegal drugs that our people are on, and then the dumbing down in this classroom. So our people are really quite brainwashed.
They're really under assault. There's no ways about it.
Why would our people, even in Europe, in Germany and France and Italy and other parts of Europe, allow all these, not just Antichrist Jews, but Antichrist Muslims to come in and essentially outbreed them and take over their countries? I've seen figures where that, like the doctor had mentioned, Germany there, where within 10 years, the Muslim population are going to take over Germany.
Well, I've been to Germany 2 years ago, and in the Dusseldorf area, and the Turkish people, it looks like there's as many Turks there as there are Germans. And a huge percentage of them, once they're there legally, they can go on welfare and stay on welfare and unemployment, all kinds of benefits for the rest of their lives. That's why they're paying $10 a gallon for gasoline, as a tax to support all these welfare programs, socialistic programs. But you're absolutely right. Europe is being inundated. And I just read yesterday in the New York Times that thousands and thousands of Afghans, the educated class, the business class, who see our troops leaving in 2014, are now preparing to leave the country themselves. Just since the first of the year, 34,000 have declared themselves as refugees, wanting to go either to Europe or America. And the United Nations, they have passed laws where Western countries have to accept so-called refugees. That's something that needs to be abolished also.
And especially in Europe, if they say anything against the flood of alien races,
yes,
they're charged with a hate crime.
Right. Right.
They're charged the same thing up in Canada, and it's coming, it's already here in part in this country.
Yes, well, Canada's one of the worst, right. Yes, but if you criticize immigration like Pat Buchanan has, he's really led the fight on that subject, and he's been called a racist, and now he's banned from television. He's banned from all shows, and his recent book, what is America? Is America Headed for Suicide? Is that the title of it?
Yeah.
I bought the last copy in a local Barnes & Noble and asked them if it was going to be restocked. They told me no. Published by St. Martin's Press, I doubt if they'll run another edition of that book. And it's without a doubt, he will not be able to get any more books published. He'll be banned like David Irving. And he cannot appear on TV anymore. Now, why? I don't consider him to be any radical or anything like that whatsoever. He's a true conservative if there ever was one, and done a lot of wonderful work. So he has to be banned.
I'd like to thank Tom for calling. We have another caller on line one, and in our remaining time, I'd like to take as many callers as possible. John from Texas, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering if y'all had like an 800 number to, or like a catalog where your products or anything, or, you know, your books and stuff.
Well, you can find, yes, we have literature. If you call 870-741-1119, you could request it in the morning, or you can go onto our website, www.kingidentity.com. or yeah, you can write us at P.O. Box 1021 in Harrison, and we'll send you lists of the different literature we carry. And Dr. Fields, why don't you give your contact information?
Right, we don't have an 800 number, but just write us at P.O. Box 1211, Marietta, that's M-A-R-I-E-T-T-A, Marietta, Georgia, 30061. We'll send you a mailing, a copy of our book list the day we receive your letter.
Okay. I was listening to this, and one thing earlier that I heard, you know, was one thing is in Corinthians, it says that giving none offense neither to the Jews nor to the Gentiles nor to the church of God. And so you have three categories of people. And the church of God is made up of Jews and Gentiles. And you know, some of this is crypto-Jews that are really, they're not really Jews at all. They're just the synagogue of Satan, you know.
Well, of course, you have to do something besides the King James and some of the other versions. The word Gentile simply means nations. Sometimes it refers to the nations of Israel, and sometimes it refers to the heathen nations. And in the Bible, you need to distinguish between the tribe of Judah and these Canaanites who call themselves Jews, as Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 say, those who call themselves Jews, or in other words, Judah, and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. So there has to be some study to distinguish between what we're popularly taught in the denominational churches. I know I was raised Baptist, and I graduated from a Church of Christ college, and I find that a lot of what was taught was in error because they didn't know who was who in the Bible.
Well, you know, the thing about the Baptists, you know, they pretty much think they're the only ones going to heaven. But a long time ago, I was in a place out in New Mexico. I'm trying to think of the name of it. But anyway, I went to a Church of Christ church, and they really seemed real liberal to me. You know, and as far as the King James Version, you know, they were off into some other version that really, you know, wouldn't even, you know, seem like conveying what the Word of God had to say. And I was just kind of wondering, you know, I did a thing one time. You have an encyclopedia of associations, and you could see the history of how all these denominations started, you know. And it seems like, you know, down through the years, it looked like everybody went from a purer form to a more corrupt form, you know, because they got away from the Bible, you know.
That's right.
It's certainly true. And going along with what you said, John 15:16 says, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." And John 15:19, "I have chosen you out of the world." And then Romans 9:11, it talks about according to election, and that he's the one who calls. So it is election. It's an election of race, and within the race, there's an election of those who have various callings. And most churches just teach to the masses, and, you know, they're more interested in numbers than truth.
Well, you know, it also talks about the uncircumcised heart, you know, that you'd have, you know, Israel be more than the sand of the sea. But there would be only a few of them that really be saved. And, you know, it's kind of like back, I think it was Elijah, where there were 7,000 that hadn't bowed the knee, you know. So, but anyway, but, you know, Peter and, you know, all those people. And one thing really that's real interesting is the thing of Israel itself, you know. Everybody wants to refer to the Jews. And really, you know, what the Bible refers to is Israel. And from what I understand, I have a companion Bible. And when you had all this really major idolatry and stuff, the real true believers, when Judah was still standing strong and believing God, they actually left Israel and were incorporated, you know, into that. And from what I understand, when they came back from Babylon, you know, it was a lot of the other tribes, you know, that were kind of like involved also. I could be wrong about that, but it all went down.
The mixed multitude came back from Babylon, and you can read in Ezra and Nehemiah, how they were sending the mixed races back, and it said according to the law. So it does show you there that the law teaches against race mixing.
That's right.
Yeah, well, going I understand that.
Along with what you said about teaching, too, over in Luke 8, 9, and 8, 10, the disciples asked Christ why he teaches in parables, and then he says to them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and that hearing they may not understand. These churches out here teach that parables made it easier to understand. Well, it did make it easier to understand to those who it was for, but he purposely hid the message from those who were not elected or chosen or called beforehand.
Well, you know, years ago, I lived in Waco, Texas, and I talked to some of these Baptists, you know, because, you know, you got Baylor, and it's a big-time deal. And I remember a guy was talking about that, and, you know, about the parable situation, and really what a lot of this is kind of like with our news media. You know, what they're doing, they're hiding the truth, and, you know, our ministry was a biblical research and teaching ministry where we were revealing the truth, so we got really persecuted, you know. But I asked this old guy the question, and then he came up with the parable thing. And it's one of those situations to, really, the parable was back in the four Gospels. You know, the church epistles that's written to the church today. And, you know, it's the thing of having ears to hear and eyes to see, I would think, you know, where pretty much what Jesus did was divested the devil and revealed the devil. And, you know, the Apostle Paul, you know, you're never really going to know what's going on with born-again believers until you read the church epistle, because they weren't born again in the gospel. That's why they really couldn't receive all that, because they didn't have the Spirit of God, that would the Comforter, that would give them understanding. You know?
It's right. Born. It says in the original, born from above. You're either a spirit man or you're not a spirit man, a child of God. The whole world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, and all of the races are not sons, only those who are Adamic, which means the white race. Calling, John. We have just a few minutes left, and I'd like to give Dr. Fields some time to not only give out his contact information, but some final comments and thoughts.
Well, I would like to say that we need to preach the word of Jesus Christ, and we need to try to encourage our young people to attend church, the church of their choice, the church of their parents. Very few, we talk about the declining of church attendance. Well, it's even worse among young people. Young people are not, it's going to be like Europe in the near future if we don't get people attending fundamentalist churches, in my opinion. Some of these modernist churches are actually preaching race mixing and approving of interracial marriage, but the fundamentalist churches seem to be trying, at least, to preach the true word of God. But we have a long ways to go. But
a lot of people do want to hear the truth, but it's just not available to them, and that's what both you and I are trying to do.
Exactly.
We're down to the last minute. Would you like to give your contact information before?
Yes. Just write us at P.O. Box 1211, Marietta, Georgia, 30061, and we'll mail you a copy of our complete book list the same day we get your letter. So I appreciate being on your show. You've had some excellent calls tonight, and I think you're doing wonderful work, Reverend.
Well, you are too, and, you know, I thank you for being our guest tonight. We appreciate you, and our contact information will be given right after.
Thank you so much.
Close here.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message, and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries.
Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.